The customer at McAnally's had seen only one man leaving with Denise, and she did not appear to be frightened by him. His general description sort of matched the general description of the two weird boys at JP's, so the police had the first hint of a trail. They were looking for two white males, between 22 and 24 years of age, one between 5 feet 8 and 5 feet 10, with blonde hair below his ears and a light complexion, the other with shoulder-length light brown hair and a slim build. The intense manhunt on Sunday produced nothing, not a single clue. Dennis Smith and Gary Rogers called it off after dark and made plans to reassemble early the next morning. On Monday, they obtained a college photograph of Denise and printed flyers with her pretty face and general description. 5 feet 5 inches tall, 110 pounds, brown eyes, dark blonde hair, light complexion. The flyer also listed a description of the two young men seen at JP's, along with one of the old pickup truck. These were placed in every store window in and around Ada by cops and volunteers. A police artist worked with the clerk from JP's and put together two sketches. When the drawings were shown to the customer at McAnally's, he said that one of them was at least in the ballpark. The two composites were given to the local television station, and when the town got its first look at the possible suspects, calls poured in to the police station. Ada had four detectives at the time: Dennis Smith, Mike Baskin, D.W. Barrett, and James Fox, and they were soon overwhelmed with the number of calls. More than 100, with about 25 names given for potential suspects. Two names stood out. Billy Charlie was suggested by about 30 of the callers, so he was invited in for questioning. He arrived at the police station with his parents, who said that he had been at home with them throughout Saturday night. The other name given by about 30 concerned citizens was that of Tommy Ward, a local boy the police knew well. Tommy had been arrested several times for misdemeanors, public drunkenness, petty theft, but nothing violent. He had family all over Ada, and the Wards were known as generally decent folks who worked hard and tended to their own business. Tommy was 24 years old, the second youngest of 8 children, a high school dropout. He voluntarily came in for questioning. Detectives Smith and Baskin asked him about last Saturday night. He'd been fishing with a friend, Carl Fontenot. Then they'd gone to a party, stayed out until 4 a.m., then walked home. Tommy didn't own a vehicle. The detectives noticed that Ward's blonde hair had been cut very short, a hack job that was uneven and obviously unprofessional. They took a Polaroid of the back of his head and dated it May 1st. The suspects in the composites both had long, light-colored hair. Detective Baskin found Carl Fontenot, a man he did not know, and asked him to stop by the station for some questions. Fontenot agreed, but never arrived. Baskin didn't pursue it. Fontenot had long, dark hair. As the search continued with great urgency in and around Pontotoc County, Denise Haraway's name and description were broadcast to law enforcement officials nationwide. Calls came from everywhere, but not one was of any benefit. Denise had simply vanished without leaving a single clue. When Steve Haraway wasn't handing out flyers or driving the back roads, he was secluded in his apartment with a few friends. The phone rang constantly, and with each call there was a moment of hope. There was no reason for Denise to run away. They had been married less than a year and were still very much in love. Both were seniors at East Central, looking forward to graduation and leaving Ada for a life somewhere else. She had been taken against her will. He was certain of that.